You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden, D. Mace, Marquise with you here. Hour number two on a Monday. Normally we talk to Corey Curtis from News 2 coming off of a Titans game on Sunday, but the Titans had a bye, but Corey did not take the week off. He's with us here on Morning Drive. Corey, how are you?
I'm delightful. How are you this morning, guys?
We're doing excellent. So John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, they probably got together, I guess, at some point over the last couple of days and said, we got to get somebody down to Atlanta to take a look at Colin Kaepernick, probably a low-level scout. They were one of eight teams to be represented. What do you think the interest level is in Kaepernick and the Titans as far as this organization goes, considering they don't have a quarterback under contract next year?
Yeah, I'm surprised they showed up. But, you know, I think you always do your due diligence. But this is a guy who hasn't played in 3 years, and you know that's not a lot of rust. That's an epic amount of rust that if you were to bring him back. But like I said, you do your due diligence. You know, I would be even more stunned if they signed him.
Now, I mean, we can sit here and we can talk about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing and them sending a representative. Because I think ultimately, because you don't have a quarterback on roster next year under contract, I mean, it's one of those things. You go see him, you file it away, and he becomes, you know, a part of an evaluation of the quarterbacks, period. I think it's better to have and not need than need and not have.
Well, and also it could be a cheap second quarterback.
Exactly. I don't think you're bringing him in here. You would rather sign Tannehill to a 2 or 3 year deal than to have to bring Colin Kaepernick in, who hadn't played in 3 years, and then ask him to be your starting quarterback. I think that would be a stretch. Backup, yes, but starter at this point, I don't know if that's at least not to start off. Looking at what happened in the division yesterday, Houston gets blown out, Indianapolis comes back and win. Is that a better scenario for the Tennessee Titans that Houston lost and Indy won, or does it put them further back? You would have rather had Indy lose and maybe Houston win.
Well, I mean, Houston's playing a non-divisional opponent, so you want them to lose no matter what. So that's a huge win for them. And I guess you could go either way with Jacksonville, Indy. But as far as the next game goes, now you face a Jacksonville team whose season is about over. And if, you know, they were believing that Nick Foles was going to rally them to the finish, you know, that was shown to not be the case. So my point is, you're facing a Jacksonville team that's probably on the brink. And so that helps you with the next one considerably. So you've still got a chance to catch Indy in the loss column, you know, head to head. And then you got to take care of the rest of your stuff. So I think yesterday's a pretty good day.
Hey, Corey, outside of health, because I think, you know, Delaney, Jayon Brown, Jarrell Casey, you can go down the list of guys that were banged up. It certainly came at the right time for the health of the team. But outside of that, what is it that this coaching staff and this team can actually accomplish in a bye week? I don't know how they fix issues that don't seem fixable.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about things like discipline, on the offensive line, you know, the fundamentals of getting some of those things shored up, that would seem to be difficult to fix in the bye week for sure. So, you know, they've got to find a way. You know, having said that, Braden, the Falcons figured out something in their bye week because they're 2-0 since then, and they were just god awful before then. So maybe in their internal scouting, they find one or two holes in what they've been doing strategically, and they get them fixed. I mean, that's what you can hope for.
Corey Curtis, News 2, joining us. So let's think about what do we want here in Nashville with the Titans as far as the quarterback position goes long term. And I'm talking about in the NFL draft, because if you look at the AFC landscape right now, Corey, excuse me, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, if I can clear my throat today.
Being very, very choked up about it.
Very emotional. Damn coffee. So Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes all played in certain systems in college. Then you throw in Josh Allen, you throw in Baker Mayfield, certain systems in college. They all have varying degrees of mobility. We've seen this franchise for 20 years have quarterbacks that were mobile, whether it's McNair, Mariota, certain systems in college.
BY.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you personally want to see the Titans do? Do you want that dual threat quarterback that played in an air raid type system, read option type stuff? Or do you want to go more what has stood the test of time, and that is the drop back pocket guy?
You know, for me, I'm more of a drop back pocket guy, but I'm not sold on absolutely anything. For me, that's more of a health concern. Is, you know, longer term, I feel like guys who play the game in the pocket, you know, are generally going to last longer. But Russell Wilson doesn't always play the game in the pocket. He stayed perfectly healthy. So there's no absolutes to that. I guess overall, I prefer a guy who plays from the pocket and is athletic. I like more than a guy who is just an athlete running around. Lamar is sensational, don't get me wrong, and amazing to watch. But I more prefer the athlete who kind of starts from the pocket, can buy time, you know, I guess, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, that more of an aspect than the guy who's going to run for 500 to 1,000 yards.
Corey, I think the Vols have given up less points in the last three football games than the Predators have allowed goals in the last four games, which is really, really hard to do. What do you make of how the Predators' defense is playing and now losing 6 out of 7?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to give up 7 goals and 9 goals. I mean, you don't see that. You know, when you take a lot of chances offensively, you create a lot of opportunities. We know that there's going to be some give and take with that, but right now there's way too much giving, and you know, you don't want to buckle down and go back to playing 1-0, 2-1 hockey all the time, but they've got to find that balance. And, you know, that's kind of what the early season is about. But we didn't see that in the earliest part of the season quite as much as we're seeing it now. So they've, you know, I think they've got to rein it in a little bit tighter, and probably a little bit, you know, they'll probably have to overreact, I guess. Overreact in the other way to find the happy medium, because you're just not going to win a lot of games giving up 7 goals.
Corey, always a pleasure. We appreciate the time. Thanks for popping on.
All right. Thanks, fellas. We'll talk about it next week.
You got it. Corey Curtis, News 2, joining us here every Monday on Morning Drive. We're going to get to the Preds coming up at the bottom of the hour. Their defensive disaster right now. Also, when we come back, the playoffs coming up in the NFL, the AFC race, what transpired yesterday, how it affects the Titans. We'll do all of that on the other side of Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
I've been telling you, man, check it out. I've been telling you about my good friends over at Cool Springs MD for a while now. Over the years, they have more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that brilliant and experienced staff, they give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, Franklin, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. Yes, I said more. So you know what that more is, man. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And as I said every time, who doesn't want a healthier and more enriched life? And they are there, and there's no better time to achieve a healthier lifestyle or a healthy lifestyle than now. What are you waiting on, man? Give Cool Springs MD a call today. Make that appointment. What are you waiting on? Pull out your smartphones, whatever smartphone it is, pull it out. If you don't have a smartphone, pull out of your pencil, a pen, piece of paper, old school style. Write this number down. If you're listening to us, pull over quickly. Hurry up now. Here's the number, 615-486-3458, 615-486-3458, or visit the website coolspringsmd.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.